Hi, and welcome back to our course of tutorials on development of UWP apps for Surface Hub and how to make great Surface Hub applications for yourself and for your customers. In this tutorial, we're going to start using OneDrive for Cloud Store. Remember, we talked about in some of the earlier tutorials how it's a problem that you can't store things locally on the hub. The hub is a shared device, it's a team device, it's not your personal computer. And so you don't put files locally onto the hub. Instead, you will need to think of a different place to put them. That could be a network drive. You could store things on a USB stick. It has USB ports on the side. But more commonly, you would probably use a cloud store. Now, in this tutorial, we're going to use OneDrive, and we're going to use personal OneDrive. You could easily use OneDrive for business or SharePoint. The reason I'm going to use personal OneDrive is that everybody has access to it. So anyone following this at home or in the office will be able to get access to a personal OneDrive account. You know, you don't need a lot of space to store a small XML file, and that's all we're storing at this point. But it takes you through the process of storing and uploading, downloading the file that you're going to use into the local store of the device so that you can use it when it's local. And it's the same Contoso Jobs UWP app that we've been working through over the previous four tutorials. So in this tutorial, what we're going to do is we're going to move that jobs XML file to the cloud. And we're going to authenticate with OneDrive. We're going to download a file from OneDrive, and we're going to upload a file to OneDrive. Now, actually, the authentication with OneDrive is another bit of a challenge here, because the last thing you really want is someone coming up and putting their username and password into the hub. But we're going to skip over that for now, and we'll address that in the next tutorial when we start talking about how to use NFC and other sensors. So for now, assume that we are going to fix one thing and break something else as part of this project. Now, in order to use OneDrive, you have to go to the OneDrive SDK or Dev OneDrive site and create an app. So you need to go and create a Windows app and get a client ID for that Windows app and request that you can utilize the OneDrive within the app. And the reason that you do that is so that there's some kind of security checking that that app is really that app. You get a special ID, and you're going to use that ID when you start writing the code. So let's go and have a look at code, which is what we're really here for, is to do code. And you can see here, in order to remote debug again onto the hub itself, I've set up the hub IP address so that I can remote debug, and the hub behind me is set up in dev mode so that we can debug on the real device. And of course, this application and the work we're going to do today doesn't really require a real hub. It just requires that you have a Windows 10 machine. Now, luckily for us, someone has been busy and done some fantastic work. So we can go to NuGet and get a couple of packages that will do the heavy lifting for us. So let's just make sure we're selecting all the NuGet packages. And I'm going to type Microsoft.OneDrive. Oh, look, there it is. I must have searched for it already. Now, these two packages are really handy. The SDK and the authentication package will enable us to authenticate with OneDrive using OAuth, using the OAuth 2, and use OneDrive in C# in our XAML code, in our UWP application. So we've got the OneDrive SDK, and we'll also need to authenticate. So we're going to install the OneDrive authentication. And you see it requires some dependencies. That's okay, I'm accepting those. And it's installing those. So now I've got those references locally. I can start using them to build out some code to take advantage of OneDrive. And they do make our lives a lot easier. Now, in order to use this, remember what I said, we need to go to register our application. And I'm going to register with dev.onedrive.com/app registration. And so you need to go here in order to register your app for OneDrive. And I'm not going to go through all of this. You can step through the steps yourself. But the output of this is that you get a client key or a client number, a special code, a string that you can use when you're calling OneDrive to access and to authorize that it's you as your application calling through to access OneDrive. Great, so imagine we've already done that. Now we need to write some code. And the first thing I'm going to do is actually write a little class to wrap up everything OneDrive related. So let's do that. Let's create a class called OneDrive. That seems like a good name for it. And in that class, which we will make, I guess we could make internal, so that other people can use it, we will instantiate, or we will have a local OneDrive client object. Now this requires a namespace from the SDK. And I guess we should make it private so that other people, well, so it's obvious. By default, of course, it is private. Oh, not in drive, OneDrive. Okay. Now, in order to get going with OneDrive, we need to authenticate. We need to authorize permission, and we're going to do that in an init method. So let's create a new method. That's going to initialize with OneDrive, and is going to try and, we'll say try, because it is something that potentially can fail. Remember, you need an internet connection, you need a few other things, you need a live ID, you need someone to remember what their Microsoft account, I think it's called now, not live ID. You need someone to remember what their username and password is. So we're just going to, if we can't connect, just at the moment, we're just going to put a little debug message, but at some point in the future, we should probably do something a little nicer than that so that we actually give them a message that makes sense. Okay, so now we do a little bit of heavy lifting. Now remember I said to you that you get a client ID out of the registration. And so you want to put your client ID here. I'm not going to put my client ID here because it's special for me. But you put your client ID there and then you use it in order to authenticate with the MSA authentication. So we use the MSA authentication provider. Which requires a new namespace, and we'll call it MSA auth provider, and it equals a new MSA auth provider, which is going to take some parameters. Now, it shouldn't be surprising that the first parameter is a client ID. This is what identifies you as you. Now the next parameter is the return URL. This is where is the, if it succeeds, where is it supposed to go to let the app know that it succeeded. Now when you're a UWP client application, it's always the same place. It's this OAuth 2.0 location. That is, so you pretty much could hard code that string in, which is what I'm doing here, because it's always that same location. the next thing it wants is what permissions you want to give. So it's a collection of strings that define the permissions that are being asked for when you're authenticating here. So I want to be able to read and write to OneDrive, and these are just hard-coded strings. And I want to be able to, and this is a throwback, I want Windows Live sign in. So I want to be able to sign in to Windows Live as well. So I now, these are the two permissions I'm asking for. And then the final parameter is somewhere to store the credentials. And we're just going to create a new credential cache, and we're going to identify it with our client ID, because that's kind of unique to us, right? So we now have created, for some reason doesn't like that, new credential, not cache, vault. New credential vault with the client ID. So now we've got somewhere to put that credential once it's returned. Then the next thing I want to do is actually ask this provider for permission. So we're going to either restore or authenticate this user. So if it can find a credential vault or a cache that already exists that has everything it needs, it will use it. If it can't, it will ask us for permission to log in. And that means it brings up a dialogue, an interaction, which sadly is a modal dialogue. And that dialogue will then enable someone to log in with their Microsoft account, or what we used to call Live ID. Now again, this is another hard-coded path. This is to the OneDrive API. So we're going to the api.onedrive.com, and we're going to v1 of that for now. And then we will pass in the MSA auth provider. So we now have, hopefully, created and captured a OneDrive client that we can use within this class to access OneDrive, which is pretty handy. So now we can access OneDrive. There's a couple of things we want to be able to do with it, right? We want to be able to write to OneDrive, and we want to be able to read from OneDrive. So let's start by downloading a file from OneDrive. So public async. We will notify the caller whether or not we successfully managed to download the file. Download file from, I guess it's obvious that it's from OneDrive, seeing as the class is called OneDrive. So maybe we could get rid of that. We could just call it download file. That would be much easier, wouldn't it? So we can say we haven't downloaded to start with. That'll be our assumption. And by default, we will return that as we haven't downloaded. Okay. So now we need to try and actually do the work and download. And again, I'm just going to put this in an exception handler because I want to make sure that we have access to do what we want to do. And if we don't have access, I don't want it to just blow up the whole app. So the first thing I want to do is say if null equals our OneDrive client that's a member of this class, let's try and init. Let's try and call the initialize method that's above that we just created and see if we can get it. Now, I guess at this point, if that fails, we should probably bail, but we'll keep going at the moment. So we'll await the OneDrive client. And here we now can use some clever little shortcut code to access the various features of the OneDrive client. And we're going to hard code ourselves to a path in OneDrive, documents, and contoso jobs.xml. And we're going to request that file. And we're going to hopefully get it. Now, if we get that, we then have that in that item. So we now have that item identifying that file. So then what we need to do is we need to load it into a stream. So let's create a content stream for that file equals await OneDrive client. And we will drive.root. Actually, no, we don't want root, we want the actual items. We want the content from the item, and we're going to request that. And we're going to get that asynchronously. Okay. Then once we've got that content stream, it doesn't like the item ID. Should like, oh, just case sensitive. Once we've got that, we want to put it into a folder, right? Again, need a new namespace for Windows storage, and we're going to use our local storage and copy the file into our local storage. So we'll create a storage folder, application data.current.local folder. That's just kind of where we're at right now. It's a local folder for us to work in. And then we'll create the file itself, which is, we'll call it the job file. And that we will get from the storage folder, and we will create it in that location. And actually, we're going to use the XML service still. And in fact, just need to add that namespace. We need to make that file name more public. So in fact, if I just zip over there, you'll see we have that here. I'm just going to make that internal so that I can access it because it's a static. And there we go, there's that jobs file. So we can grab that jobs file to create, and then we need some options. We want to replace the existing one because we're going to download the file from OneDrive and replace that file with the one that we've, if it's already there, replace it with the one that's there. So then we're going to open up a write stream. For that job file. And use that write stream to write into the file. Now, why doesn't it like this? It does like it, it's just taking its time. I'm coding too fast for it. That's okay, we'll accept that. So we're now going to capture this, and we'll just in a little loop read all the content down from the OneDrive. Whoops, autocorrect tripping me up again. So we'll create this new byte array to download in chunks in this, and we'll say the count equals content stream, which was that stream we created earlier, and we'll read that into the buffer 1024 bytes at a time, and we will then await that write stream to write the buffer. No, it's not happy with that, is it? Oh, I know why, because it wants us to do this. And we'll write that buffer into how many bytes we downloaded into the stream that is the file stream. And we'll keep doing that while the content stream is readable and the count is greater than zero. So while we're still reading things, let's keep reading things. And then once we've finished, we can flush that so that it's written down to the file, and we can say we did download. We finished downloading. Congratulations. So now we have this ability to capture the file from OneDrive, and save it locally so that we can use it. And you can see what we're doing here is really just saving it to replace the file that we were using before. So we were saving a file on the hub before in the local store, that jobs XML file. But of course, it's not maintained between sessions. And that's what we really care about, is that it's maintained between sessions. So now we can pull a file down from OneDrive. We need to upload a file to OneDrive. So let's create a new method called upload file. And in that upload file, we're going to, again, using a try-catch just to be safe, because things can go wrong here. We're going to try and read from that OneDrive client the location, and then we'll try and push the file up to that location. So again, if the OneDrive client hasn't been initialized, let's try and initialize it. And then we're going to create this, or grab the storage folder that is where we're saving the file locally. So application data current dot local folder. So we've got that storage folder. And then if we can find the file, if the file actually exists, try and get the item out of there. Remember, it's that jobs file, that hard-coded name. So if that's not equal to null, that means the file actually exists, which is a good start. Let's read that jobs file. From the local store. So although it's called create file async, it's really not creating it if we put a different flag on it. So if we put the create collision option to open if exists, it'll only open it if it exists. So now we've got the job file. Okay. And we know it's already there because we tried to get it beforehand. So it should open. So we should get to this point without any problem. So now we need a stream to read that file into so that we can send it up to our cloud store, which in this case is OneDrive. Open stream for read async. So now we've got this read stream. We're going to upload this item using the OneDrive client. And again, we can use the OneDrive client. This better be the same name as the one you load from. So you want to make sure that you've got that correct. So it might be a good idea to make that hard-coded somewhere as a variable to rather than just typing it out. But anyway, we're going to put that item async using the read stream. So now we're using that read stream, which we opened for reading. We're going to upload that item and we're going to pass it up to the cloud store. And then finally, we just want to know if something went wrong, maybe get a bit more information about it. So now we've created the ability to upload a file to OneDrive and download a file from OneDrive and authorize with OneDrive. The next thing we want to do, and we're going to move this around later on in the game, but just for this tutorial, is to actually use it. And we're going to do something a little bit sneaky just for the moment. We're just going to put it in the app. So what I'm going to do here is at the top of the app object, I'm going to create one of those OneDrive objects that we have just been defining. I guess I can make it private and be nice. And then here I'm going to go OneDrive equals new OneDrive in the constructor for the object. And then in the onLaunched method, so as the app is launched, I want to, I'm just going to make this async so that we can put that await method in there. As soon as it's launched and we're up and running, I want to go and await for the OneDrive object to download the file. So that once we're up and running and started, we should have a local copy of the file from OneDrive. Now what this also means is that when I'm suspending, and here's the little piece of code that does that, we need to do the same thing. There's even a comment here, save application state and stop any background activity. Well, that's exactly what we want to do, is save application state. So I'm going to OneDrive.uploadFile, and this will upload the file that we've got locally because we're suspending the application on the machine. We'll upload the file locally to OneDrive. So based on all of that, we now have the ability, hopefully, to run this up on the machine, on the hub behind me, and log into OneDrive and access a shared OneDrive account. Now, I'm just going to go back to the OneDrive because I want to remind you of something. Here, you need to put your client ID. Remember, this code as it is, isn't going to work because it needs my client ID. So I will do that and then I will deploy it. I'm not going to show you my client ID, but I will do that and deploy it. And then you can put your client ID into that location. So if you want to switch over to the hub screen just for a second and pause the video, I'll just grab my client ID. The secret squirrel client ID. Okay, so I've put my client ID in and we're now going to load up onto the remote machine, hopefully. And you can see the first thing it does is it actually asks me for my Microsoft account. So I'm going to log in with my live ID here, or my Microsoft account. And I'm actually using the keyboard here because it's a little bit easier. Not much, but a little bit. And this is my personal account. Now remember, the client ID only identifies the app, not the... and of course here you see exactly why I'm using the keyboard, right? Because if I brought up the on-screen keyboard, you'd be able to see my password because I'd be entering it. And this is a problem why we're trying to avoid using login on Surface Hub applications, because of course it creates a whole bunch of challenges. So do we want to let this app access your info? Yes, of course we do. And it will go away and hopefully log into OneDrive. And that is the jobs collection I have in OneDrive, these amazing jobs to do that it has saved from another machine into my OneDrive account. And then it's pulled them down to this hub so that I can access them locally on the hub while I'm here. And of course, if I mess around with them and walk away, it'll save that back into OneDrive again, and then I'll be able to load them on another machine or any other device. And so what you've seen there is the ability to transfer data from the hub device up to the cloud, and then back from the cloud down to the hub device. And this is really where the strength of a device, an internet-connected device like this, comes, is because we're sharing the work that we're doing with each other between locations. And here we're sharing the work that maybe a team of us are doing up into a cloud store that could be pulled down to a personal device. You could imagine a phone app that uses that, as well as a team app on a hub that utilizes that. So I have some references for you on the slide here. Go and have a look at the authentication adapter for the OneDrive SDK. This is what made your life so much easier. You could see that, you know, in really three functions, three methods that we created of that OneDrive class, we did everything we needed in order to access OneDrive. And OneDrive for Business is not that much different for OneDrive Personal. We chose OneDrive Personal because we really wanted it to be accessible to everyone. And we know that not everyone may have a OneDrive for Business account. Pretty much every developer can easily get a OneDrive Personal account. And then the OneDrive SDK for C Sharp, which gets you started. And there we now have created a store in the cloud for our data. So we're really starting to get somewhere with our application. Our application supports drag and drop, supports inking, removes the modality problem, supports cameras, and now saves and loads its data from OneDrive. So this is a great step forward for our very basic UWP application. Now taking advantage of a bunch of the features of Surface Hub and becoming a much better Surface Hub application. In the next tutorial, we're going to look at how to use NFC. Every single hub device has an NFC reader on it, and so we're going to look at how we can transfer messages using NFC between a device, like a personal device, and the hub. I hope you can join us for that, and thanks for watching.